Blog Talk Radio.
Cherry here. It is April 22nd, 2016. Doing an impromptu show because I'm pissed off about what happened to Prince. There are going to be other people talking about it. They're going to bring it on CNN and all the mainstream media, MSNBC and all the fucking Fox bullshit, just douchebag fucking disgusting pig fucking nothing. Gonna tell you something. There have been so many prominent musicians who have died over the last even say few weeks. There's something fucking wrong with what's going on right now. I'm accused of being a conspiracy theorist. I'd like to just... Never mind. I'd like to just fuck people up who call me that. The name conspiracy theorist was brought about by Department of Defense or DARPA, whatever, back decades ago to discredit people like me who know what the fuck is going on, and they're able to convince a lot of you people out there, maybe not you people who are listening right now, but there are a lot of people out there, they've been able to convince that if you can apply a conspiracy theorist label against somebody like me, you can discredit me. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm relentless. I know way too much about most things I talk about. Chemtrails is one of them, and I'm going to talk about that shortly. But here's Prince. I'm sitting here, and I didn't even know anything about this. Today is Friday, supposedly. Or I should say, apparently he died yesterday, Thursday. And the report I see, or reports I see, say that he died under mysterious circumstances. And I have to sit back and pardon my expression, but you know me. What the fuck does that mean? What in the fuck does mysterious circumstances fucking goddamn mean? What is that fucking horse shit? There have been a lot of prominent people who have died recently under very unusual circumstances. And Prince just, he has some fucked up thing that happens about a week ago on his plane. He collapses or whatever. And then all of a sudden he fucking dies under weird circumstances. Supposedly they're doing an autopsy on him. And it ought to be really fucking interesting to see what his autopsy says he died from. 2 weeks ago, we had heavy spring, as did a lot of the planet. And there were a lot of doctors' reports, hospital reports, about how so many people were showing up with what ended up being called the chemtrail flu. I was sick as a fuck 2 weeks ago. It was a flu. It was a flu of some kind. And then shortly after that, days later, I ended up having some kind of a stomach virus or food poisoning. I was puking. I had diarrhea. Sorry to make you uncomfortable if that kind of that wording. You know what? I'm not politically correct. Fuck you if you don't like diarrhea. Okay? Fuck you if you don't like the word fuck. Fuck you if you don't like fuck. Fuck all you, man. I am so sick and tired of being politically correct. I am so fucking goddamn sick of listening to you people say the C word. The C word, you know what it is? It's cunt. And it's in the fucking dictionary. The word cunt, it means vagina. But the female lobby came out and said, oh, we don't like that word. It's offensive to women. You know what? Whatever. Okay? If that bothers you, you know what? Let's change the word. Take it out of the dictionary. But same thing with cock. You know what I mean? Should cock, if you say cock, whatever, should that offend men? I mean, this whole thing is so fucking goddamn insane. The offensiveness, the things that divide the country, black versus white, male versus female, gay versus straight, all of it. And I'm sitting here, to go back to the beginning, I'm sitting here looking at a guy like Prince, who came out and was against the very power structure that's separating all of us, who's this power structure is, they're not separating us. They're making us all pissed off at one another. And I'm sitting here, I have no problem with people of color. I don't have any problem with people of anything. You want to, you're gay, you're lesbian. I don't fucking care. And I'm going to keep making that point over and over. And yet, we're being taught to hate each other if we are gay or lesbian or trans or whatever. Who the fuck gives a fucking goddamn fucking horseshit fuck? I'm starting to get to the point where in my radio shows, and I have to say that I don't ever consider myself talking to people who are out there. There might be people who come and listen to my program afterward, but I can't even imagine. I guess I could even try to figure out if there's anybody here. Studio, let's go to studio. I can't even imagine. There are no callers in. There's going to be nobody listening to my program. You might listen days later, months later, whatever. But I'm going to tell you something. I am going to be one of the most astute, aroused, inflamed, intense, alive, aware people you will ever meet in your fucking life. So here we've got a guy like Prince. Prince is dead. What did he rail against, man? He railed against chemtrails and the Illuminati. Really? Isn't that fucking amazing? Chemtrails and the Illuminati. And he dies. We can extrapolate this out to a lot of different situations. Like somebody like Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, who died under mysterious circumstances a couple of months ago. And they didn't even do a motherfucking autopsy on this guy. They never even considered doing an autopsy on this guy. If I died in my home tonight, I guarantee you there would be EMTs and police and all kinds of other motherfucking pieces of goddamn fucking horse shit who would show up here, take my body somewhere and carve it up and say the guy died because he smoked too much weed. I'm not saying I smoked too much weed. It's not the point. But here's a guy, Scalia, who is maybe the second most powerful guy in the goddamn world, who dies in some fucking retreat somewhere. And those motherfuckers did really fucked up shit. One, the woman, the lawyer, whatever her name is, the coroner, the woman, there's a woman, I don't know what her name is. She never once even visited the retreat where fucking Scalia was. Okay, she's required by law to goddamn go to that motherfucking place and fucking take his vitals and goddamn fucking pronounce him goddamn fucking motherfucking dead. And she never did that. The sheriff called her and said, we think he's dead, he's dead. And she said, okay, well, I'll write it up. And then they never did a goddamn autopsy. And I'm supposed to sit back and think to myself, I've read reports where they've said that any even illegal immigrant who had come across the border into that location, that county, that they had to do an autopsy on that person. But they didn't do it on Scalia. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Probably the second, third, fourth, fifth most powerful goddamn motherfucking man on the planet never had an autopsy done. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking pissing fucking kidding me? I get shit, you guys. I get shit. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. Maybe you listen to me and say, hey, I like this guy. He's crazy. He's expletive. He says four-letter words. He's in tune. Yes, he gets it. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. But what I'm going to tell you is Scalia was the guy who would inhibit Obama from fucking destroying this country going forward. And if we get Hillary for president going forward, which is already in the cards, already been bought off, Bilderberg Group already fucking figured it out, she's president, and on, whatever you want to say, we can argue about it. I'll bet you everything I have, my house, my tractor, cars, trucks, fucking guitars, computers, everything. I'll bet you literally everything that Hillary's going to be president. You fuckers would be fools to bet against me. You'd be fucking fools. So here's Prince, getting back to the report here. The guy was said a week ago to have suffered from some mysterious illness. I think that's what it was called. Really. So if I was, say, 10 years old and I had some weird thing going on, they didn't even call it mysterious illness back then. And I'm just being stupid here. But he had a mysterious illness. Prince, of all fucking people, a multimillionaire, just like Scalia, just like Chris Squire, bassist of the band Yes, just like Merle Haggard, who just fucking died, and many other people. And I'm supposed to sit back and not one of these motherfuckers has anything from what I've seen on a coroner report that explains what the fuck happened to these people. Okay, even if there is, it doesn't fucking matter. When was the last time you heard of a politician dying? When was the last fucking goddamn motherfucking time you heard of a politician dying? I can tell you, other than maybe some offshoot of somebody got run over or fucking shot or beat up or whatever, it was Kennedy, okay, and fucking Senator Byrd. They were, what, 20 years ago? 10, 20 years ago? Are you fucking kidding me? Pelosi's still alive. Harry Reid's still alive. All these old motherfucking goddamn decrepit fucking pieces of shit are still alive. And we're dropping like flies. And who are the people dropping like flies? The fucking musicians, man. Chris Squire, Merle Haggard, fucking Prince. Oh, my God, who the fuck else has died? I mean, you could go back for decades. They're just the musicians, just Bob Marley. I mean, goddamn, these people, musicians, just so happen to be fucking dying like flies. Yeah, well, tell you what, I've partied my ass off my life. I'm not even close to dying. I've partied as hard as any one of those motherfuckers could have partied, and they just so happen to have fucking died. And they're dying now. And no politician is dying. But we have Prince fucking dying of some mysterious illness. Supposedly, he's having an autopsy done today. Today is Friday, April 22nd. 2016. I believe that what's going to happen, but what will happen coming out of the autopsy, I'd be willing to bet money, small amount, but I'll bet you that his diagnosis is undetermined. I'd be willing to fucking bet. My sister just had a football sized tumor, 13 pounds, pulled out of her leg. The most rare cancer in the world. Only 35 people on average get this cancer in the U.S. alone a year. It wrecked her leg. It destroyed her muscles. She had to have a severe muscle removal. And she had to have a knee replacement. My sister-in-law had to have a double mastectomy. Breast cancer. A friend of mine just died at 47 years old. He's 9 years younger than I am. And I'm thinking, God, fuck, are you kidding me? I could have died 9 years ago. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't remember his disease, but it was autoimmune. And there are lots of autoimmune diseases. And I can go off on that whole thing. Autoimmune diseases are really fucked up, and they are caused by the very power structure that has all the money and the power around us, like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and more people. I once had an autoimmune disease. I once had severe ulcerative colitis, and I healed it. I healed that fucking horse shit. That was fucking awful. I had it for 15 years. If you know people with ulcerative colitis, especially severe ulcerative colitis, you'll understand how much people suffer. It is second only to cancer in my mind. Can't imagine having cancer, but I'll tell you what, I had ulcerative colitis, severe ulcerative colitis, and it is a fucking goddamn dreadful fucking existence when you have that shit. This stuff's being done to us overall, is what I'm trying to say in this show. Chris Squire didn't die. He contracted supposedly this extremely rare cancer and died a month later. Oh yeah, I got to sit back and say, oh yeah, really? Okay. No, I don't fucking accept that. Prince, a week ago, gets off a plane and has some mysterious fucking disease or some illness, and then he fucking goes about his day and fucking dies a week later. Nah. Can't do it. What is the part of the reason that bothers me about somebody like Prince, or even Merle Haggard, or even Chris Squire, George Harrison, and a lot of people? Prince, as of late, was putting out really bad rails or attacks on the Illuminati and other groups of people who are really fucking awful. They're the ones who are fucking us up. And I've talked in the past, you might need to go back, way back to the beginning of my shows. I apologize to you. No, I don't. If I swear and say fuck, cunt, cocksucker, whatever, if that really bothers you, you need to move on. You do not want to listen to my shows. I don't use those words. It's not like I sit back and say, oh, cocksucker, meaning some guy who's obviously doing that. It's just an expression, cunt. You know what? That fucking word's in the dictionary. Look at the dictionary definition. It's not offensive. It's just a word like fuck. Yeah, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say, oh, well, fuck them. And I'm going to have people say, oh, that's offensive. Fuck you, man. This gets back to what I've said many a time at the beginning of my shows. A few things I need to say. One, I'm not politically correct. I'm going to swear. I'm going to say things that are going to offend you. Get over it. Two, I'm not politically aligned. I am not a conservative. I am not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a fascist. I'm not a fucking socialist. I'm not any of the goddamn fuck above. You fucking people out there, those of you who are listening to me, if there are any, if you're listening and saying, well, yeah, I get it. Well, that's cool. But I'm going to tell you something. Those out there who watch CNN or MSNBC, and you're getting information from those people, and you're listening, maybe listening to me, I might have one person listen to me. I'm okay with that. If I get to have many, there are going to be many of you who are going to say, Dan, you're an asshole. And I'm going to sit back and say, you're an even bigger asshole because you don't get what this whole thing's about. I do. Always have, always did, and always will. I'm sitting here listening to news about Prince, and it just reminds me about Prince and somebody like Antonin Scalia. Here's a fucking guy who died in some retreat somewhere on some party vacation kind of thing. Nobody knows how it happened. Nobody saw him. Nobody fucking goddamn did anything to help him. Nobody even fucking performed an autopsy, anything else. I probably already brought this up tonight. What in the fuck? Chris Squire dies of some quick fucking cancer. Merle Haggard dies of something really quick. Prince dies of something really quick. It just keeps fucking going on. This stuff is coming from the food, the air, and the water. And I've brought up chemtrails and that kind of thing before. And I've recently had people who I knew where I was talking with somebody and said, I'm really surprised at the people who don't understand what chemtrails are and don't believe in them. And this one guy I know turned around and said, Dan, I don't believe in it at all. There's a guy named Clifford Carnicom. He was the first one, literally, who started taking pictures and put posts on the internet, on his internet site at the time, talking about chemtrails and asking what the fuck they were. Nobody before had ever done that. Chemtrails had been around for probably 70 years. And here's this guy, Clifford Carnicom. Go to CarnicomInstitute.org. What a remarkable fucking guy. Dane Wigington, GeoengineeringWatch.org, Russ Tanner, GlobalSkyWatch.com. Go to Aircraft or Aircrap, crap like C-R-A-P like Paul, Aircrap.org. I can send you so many more sites. This shit is actually happening. And I'm so tired of it. I'm scared shitless. I don't even know what to do. I'm doing this radio program. I interact with the other people I just mentioned. The spraying going on right now, 2 weeks ago, I ended up having a really bad flu, and it was after very heavy spraying. It's not coincidental. I mean, I watch the stuff all the time. Been studying stuff 5-6 years. I've got pictures and videos that blow your friggin' minds. If you were even remotely open to listening to a person like me tell you what the fuck's going on. But oh no, you just want to walk around and play with your Lego bricks and your fucking iPhones and your fucking new cell phones and your tablets and all the horse shit. Fuck the motherfuck you, okay? Fuck you. I don't even know where to go as far as trying to recognize there are people out there, the majority, the massive majority, who would look out a goddamn fucking window with spray lines every fucking where and sit there and say, ah, it's just contrails, just exhaust coming out of the planes. Fuck you, it motherfucking is. The engines in 99.9% of the goddamn planes right now do not allow the planes to spray contrails, okay? Put that in your fucking registers. Put that in your minds. Registers. Think about the concept right now. Years ago, let's just seriously take an example. Listen to me here. If you don't believe in chemtrails, back in the 60s and 70s, there was so much smog going on in Los Angeles, for example, where the government came out and said, we've got to change the engines. We've got to fucking put in catalytic converters. We've got to make engines smaller. We've got to change the makeup of the fuel. We've got to use ethanol. Think about it, right? Okay. Just listen to what I just said. Think about it, because you can't refute that. That's what happened. Why the fuck wouldn't they have done the same thing to clean up plane engines? We're talking car engines back in the fucking 1960s and 70s. What the fuck? It's 20 fucking 16 now. And you're going to tell me that there are planes up there in the sky that can spray as many lines as we see are up there? Look it up. Go to a Google or go to a search engine. Doesn't matter what it is. Don't look up chemtrails. Look up geoengineering. And then go to the fucking images and look at the motherfucking images that are out there. And you're going to tell me in 26 fucking teen that we're going to have goddamn fucking American Airlines and Pan Am or whoever the fuck those are, Indian Air, whatever, and they're going to be allowed to drive, fly from India to fucking Brazil with a fucking trail that goes the whole way. Really? You're going to tell me that's going to be allowed? If you believe that, you are so out of your goddamn cotton-picking fucking mind. You're fucking useless. You should even be listened to as far as what your fucking thoughts are on chemtrails. If that's your belief, you're fucked. You are so fucked. You are a useless piece of shit. All right? The new engines, by the way, and the new engines are on the something like, I forget the numbers of planes, but it's something like 99% of the planes. It doesn't matter if it's commercial or if it's military or anything else. These engines are on something like 99.9% of the engines on the planes right now. They're called high, what are they called? High bypass turbofans. And if you go to a lot of research about these things, you'll see that high bypass turbofans do not produce contrails, and they are not able to. So pretty much every single airplane right now, regardless if it's military or civilian or whatever, it doesn't matter. Commercial, American Airlines or fucking Southwest Airlines or whatever, those engines cannot produce contrails. The research is out there. Look it up online. It's the way the engines are designed. These engines have been around for a long time. And yet we've been seeing spray lines for what, since 1998? Really? And yet these engines of these planes are not supposed to be capable of making contrails? Contrails, if there is such a thing. I know this for a fact. I've researched the living fucking shit out of this, and it pisses me off. For a plane to actually make a contrail, it's a combination of three things that allow it to make a contrail. And these things are very, very tight as far as tolerances, meaning you have to have very close tolerances, very close restrictions as to what these things are to actually make a contrail. Even with engines years ago that did make contrails, they did make contrails. There's no question. And the three things that are critical or have to be there to make contrails, one is altitude, how high a plane is flying. The second is temperature. There has to be a very, very tight temperature. It has to be between, I don't know what the numbers are, but it has to be between actually a very cold temperature between, I don't know, -120 and -110 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what the exact parameters are for that. But the other parameter that's critically important for a plane to actually make a contrail is relative humidity. So you need a specific altitude, which I forget what it is. I used to know it. It's got to be like 30,000 feet above ground. It has to be have a certain relative humidity, which has to be, I forget, something like 80% humidity, something like that. And then it has to have a certain temperature, and it's got to be really freaking cold. I forget what it is. It's like 110 below zero or something like that. Now, what becomes very interesting about that is if any one of us can sit back and recognize what these tolerances are, that we need a certain temperature, altitude, and relative humidity. If you realize you come here, I'll tell you what, this is the point I'm going to make right now. I don't need to go any further than what I'm about to say. We should not see contrails based on the types of engines that are in planes right now. These high turbo bypass or high bypass turbofan engines. These are new engines. Almost 100% of the engines on any plane in the world right now is one of these high bypass turbofan engines. Okay? So there shouldn't be any contrails, let alone chemtrails. But just to go a little further than that, to recognize it doesn't matter where you go, you're going to see trails. So first off, what I just said, most 99.9999 whatever percent of engines right now on planes, doesn't matter if it's commercial, civilian, military, whatever, they use high bypass turbofan engines. They're not capable of making contrails except under extremely tight circumstances. In other words, they really shouldn't ever make contrails. But we see chemtrails, contrails, whatever, all the time. There's something really wrong with going out in a day. And it doesn't matter if it's 20 below in the winter here in upstate New York, or if it's 90 degrees during the summer. There are chemtrails. You want to call them contrails, you do what you need to do. There are chemtrails. There are trails behind every goddamn mother piece of fucking goddamn shit pissant fucking plane that flies over my house. And there are two different trails they take. One's north of me and one's south of me. There are trails all the fucking time. All the fucking time. It doesn't matter if it's 20 below or 90 goddamn degrees. It doesn't fucking matter. These motherfucking planes are spraying. Now, an interesting thing is you could sit back and say, well, whatever, it's a combination of temperature and relative humidity and altitude. So it could vary among summer and winter. Well, you can look at it that way and try to rationalize that. And I will be the first one to sit back and say, okay, I get where you're coming from. But there have been intense experiments done out in the Southwest, in Arizona, New Mexico, for example. People have, and I can't name them. I don't know who they are. I mean, who is they, the Illuminati or anything else? But there have been people who have sent up balloons, weather balloons, in places like Arizona, New Mexico, whatever. And these balloons go up. And the temperature is, say, 90 degrees, 80, 70 in the upper atmosphere. And they are so dry out there, there's no humidity. And yet there's spray planes everywhere. this isn't a matter of, well, if it's 90 degrees and it's zero humidity and it's 40,000 feet, yeah, they'll spray contrails. No, it doesn't work like that. You need exactly something like 30,000 feet, let's say, altitude, something like 120 degrees below zero. I think it's really colder than that. And you need something like 70% relative humidity. You can't get that on a fucking winter day, man. And you can't get that on a summer day either. You're not going to find negative 10 degrees fucking temperature in say 40,000 feet in the air and 70% humidity. It isn't going to fucking happen, man. Even if it did at that point, why the fuck are you going to see chemtrails in the middle of winter in upstate New York? In other words, there are very select parameters that have to exist, even for engines that might even make contrails, to make a goddamn fucking contrail. And I'm sitting here, and I initially started with Prince's Death, and I'm talking about chemtrails. You know why I'm talking about chemtrails? Because chemtrails are making people sick. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if chemtrails had something to do with making Prince sick, although I have to say I don't think that's true. But we had intense spraying after, of all things, prior to, get this, prior to the primaries that came up into New York last week, we had such shitty, dry, stifling, fucking disgusting air, no sun, no fucking, no health, nothing. And we all walked around coughing, sneezing. It happened in my workplace. I can just talk more and more about it. I'm not going to. And then all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and others came to upstate New York, and all of a sudden we had 70 plus degree weather, full sun for 4 days plus. I have to say, I don't know if I ever remember a time in upstate New York where there were 4 days of complete sunshine. I don't know that there's ever been 4 days of complete sunshine here, period. They were able to geoengineer through chemtrails 4 days of complete sunshine and warmth here in upstate New York. You might not believe that. I'm sick of not believing it. I'm sick of people who don't believe it. I'm tired of looking at so many obvious things that are going on around us where others can't listen to reason. I mean, look at the shuttle. Look at the other day I listened to a comedian, I forget his name. Great guy. Oh, fucking funny. Oh my Lord. His name's Alonzo. Baudelaire or something like that. He's a black guy. Beautiful guy. Oh my God. He was so eloquent. He was so fucking funny. He was awesome. I want to listen to him over and over. And here's this guy just talking about current events. And he was talking about how so much fear is generated in every given fucking goddamn waking moment of every motherfucking goddamn shitty fucking day that we have to live. And he brought up something that the younger generation, and I'm talking maybe you might be 30 years old and remotely remember this. If you're 20, 10, 5, whatever, you'll never remember it. But let's just start with, let's stop, and think about what's going on right now. Terrorism. There's a school shooting here. There's a college shooting here. There's a military base shooting here. There's an attack on a Marine barracks somewhere in the world. There's some attack here. There's a fucking goddamn Zika virus. We got the fucking Ebola that's coming back. We got the swine flu. We got all this shit going on. And this comedian brought up a great point. I had forgotten. I tend to remember so many things. But this was wonderful. This was absolutely wonderful. If any of you were alive, I'm in my 50s, so I get this. I get where he was coming from, this stuff. But there was a report about killer bees that were going to come up from Latin America and start killing people in the U.S. That never fucking happened, man. Where the fuck are fucking killer bees go? Huh? Where'd they go to? Did they just kill a shitload of Mexicans or people from Ecuador or Brazil or whatever? I mean, where the fuck did those motherfuckers go? And Ebola, months ago. Oh, that was supposed to kill everybody. No reports anywhere. It doesn't even exist. Swine flu. Many years ago. Same kind of thing. We got the same kind of reports. Oh, it's going to kill everybody. And then we got the Zika virus. It's all fucking goddamn horseshit. All of it. So for me to sit back and look at all these things that have happened in the world, anywhere from what I remember, I mean, my God, I studied in school, in high school, back in the day, before they brought about Common Core and all this other horseshit that they teach kids. We learned about World War I and World War II, and then the Vietnam War and the Korean War, and all these situations. And we, I get it now. Vietnam, I mean, what the fuck was Vietnam War about? What the fuck was the Vietnam War about? It started from the Gulf of Tonkin incident. You know what that is? Any of you? You probably do. The Gulf of Tonkin incident really started the Vietnam War that killed hundreds of thousands of U.S. young men. Really? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I can't imagine being some dad whose kid at 16, 17 has to go to the Vietnam War knowing that the war is fucking horseshit. It's no different than what we did to Daniel Ortega. It was in Nicaragua, Chavez in Venezuela, Noriega in, oh Lord, I can't think of the country he was in. It doesn't matter. We have, I say we, I hate saying we. I fucking hate saying we because it's Obama or Bush, or Clinton, or Bush Sr., or Reagan, or Carter, or LBJ, or Nixon, or JFK, and going all the way back the line, all these motherfucking presidents, all these motherfucking goddamn pigs who had control of our military, went into a lot of countries around the world and fucked them up. There are people living in other countries like Africa. And I'm glad I brought this up because I'm going to tell you something. I read a stat the other day that pissed me the motherfucker off. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. But we're going to start small relative to the stat I came across. We've got situations where Obama has pushed through the excuse me, the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. Read up on what the fuck that goddamn cocksucker's doing, man. He's going to steal your retirement plan. He's going to remove encryption from secret communications on the internet. He's going to do some really horrifying shit. He's going to destroy the middle class in this country. It's coming, man. And it's in the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Read up on it, because you really need to start understanding that if you have money, for example, especially in a retirement account, they're going to fucking take it from you, man. I don't have any money invested, nothing, not a penny. And I never will. I never did, and I never ever will. I don't have right now. These motherfuckers are going to take your money, man. Anyway, I'm going to get off that. You need to follow everything that's going on, dots that connect. We've got a situation going on right now where there's a big world system, includes the TPP, and it's very similar to NAFTA, okay, if you remember that, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement that Bush Sr. signed into law, place, whatever. These fucking people hate us, man. The more money they can take from us, the wealthier they get, and they don't give a flying fucking shit about us. And I've been watching this shit for a long time, man. And tell you something. Read many reports many, many years ago, decades ago, that these motherfuckers were going to come along. People were going to come in from outside the U.S., get into power into the U.S. government, and they were then going to destroy the U.S. from within. They were going to destroy the middle class, which they're doing right now. I'm middle class. But the difference between me and maybe you is that I don't have any money in a 401k right now. I don't have an IRA. I don't trust these fucking motherfuckers. And you shouldn't either. And if you have money, I'm going to tell you something. If you remember the name Timothy Geithner, he was under Bush. And he was one of the first people who came out and said, we need to nationalize retirement accounts. All right, so nationalizing means the U.S. government comes along and says, oh, well, let's take control of that. They did it with Social Security. What do you hear about Social Security? All you hear about, Social Security is going to be broke in the year 3035 or whatever. Okay. And why is that? A, there are two things from my standpoint. A, or one, they've destroyed the economy to the point where there are very few people paying into Social Security in the first place. And two, or B, there are more and more people who are out of work because these motherfuckers have destroyed our economy. There are more and more people taking from the pool of money that's available from Social Security. So let's say I'm among, I don't know, 50 million people paying in, and we pay in every year $2 billion or whatever. But the people who need Social Security money being paid out need $3 billion. We have a shortfall of $1 billion, the difference between $2 and $3 billion. $2 billion being people like me paying in to Social Security, and $3 billion people needing money from Social Security. You need more money going into an account like Social Security than what you're going to be taking out. That's not what's happening right now. And Obama and Timothy Geithner and Paul Krugman in these fucking goddamn pig, loser, asshole, socialist, fascist, pig pieces of shit have destroyed this economy to the point where there are 90, do you know that there are 94 million people plus who are out of work right now, who are working age, looking for work, but they can't find work? Do you know that? These motherfuckers like Obama and Krugman, these goddamn pigs, stupid, all you got to do is really look at them and listen to them, and you got to sit back and say, they're fucking retarded. That's what I do. They're stupid. Doesn't mean the Republicans are any sharper. Republicans are fucking maybe much worse, much more retarded. Obama came out when he got elected. The economy was in a mess. And he came out, that motherfucker. And all I got to say is I vetted him, man. I looked in his background. I knew what a goddamn piece of shit he was. And there's still a lot of you out there who are just saying, oh, my God, hope it changes. It's wonderful what's happened. No, we're in a lot of fucking trouble, man. If you don't have any intelligence, you're not going to understand what I just said. The world economy is in a lot of trouble. And a big part is because what Obama did. There's a lot to it, and I can't even begin to try to tell you about it because you won't fucking get in the first place. And I'm sitting here on this goddamn radio station. Thankfully, a radio station that allows me to say fuck, allows me to say cunt, allows me to say cocksucker, allows me to say a lot of fucking things. I apologize for saying certain words like cocksucker and cunt. I try not to do it, and I will go out of my way not to do it again, ever. But I have to use certain words to make certain points because of what's about to fucking happen to us, man. We're in a lot of fucking trouble, man. Okay? We're in a lot of fucking trouble. Obama came out how many years in a row did Obama come out and say that he was going to fix the economy? What, six that I heard him? Every year for six fucking years, he said, oh, I'm going to fix the economy. And then all of a sudden, they're just saying, oh, my God, we're down to 5% unemployment. Horse goddamn fucking shit, okay? Horse motherfucking shit. Horse motherfucking shit. We're close to 30% unemployment. We're something like $20 trillion dollars in debt. We're probably a lot more in debt than that. Unfunded liabilities makes us in the hundreds of trillions. I'm not going to explain unfunded liabilities. Things are a lot worse than they think, you guys. And here I sit listening to Prince has died. They killed him. They being the power structure. I'm tired of people dying. I'm tired of people who are trying to stop these motherfuckers from killing us, and they end up dying. Prince should never have died. My name's Dan Cherry. It is April 22nd, 2016. I've enjoyed doing this program. Listen again.